Ronde Gadsden is on the Chargers 53, one of three tight ends, per Eric Smith at Chargers.com. That sentence was supposed to carry more information than it does. The August 23rd episode set the cutdown as the tell. The number of tight ends kept would describe the snap competition better than any camp quote. And the answer came back all of them. Gadsden, Charlie Kohler, and David Njoku all kept, with Scott Matlock, the fourth name, going to injured reserve with a designation to return. Keeping every healthy body describes nothing, and the team's own August 24th depth chart underlines it. Charlie Kohler or Oronde Gadsden or David Njoku, no starter named. That chart also lists the base personnel as 21, a fullback and two backs look, by the team's own language, which is relevant context for any tight end's snap ceiling. The finale followed the pattern of the whole preseason. No Gadsden line in the CBS Sports Box score, and no mention of him in the team's recap text. Whether he was on the field went unreported, which on a four-play starters script is close to uninformative. The lone tight end target with the starters went to Kohler for the second straight game, and the only touchdown of the starters' four plays was a 65-yard strike to Quentin Johnston, so the red zone question the prior episode asked went unanswered too. The June red on Gadsden was a split, and it is intact. Bank the target volume that carried a rookie year of 49 catches for 664 yards, per our own numbers. Distrust the per-target efficiency. Watch the Mike McDaniel fit. The affirmative case on file, the Houston catch, the deliberate weight gain, the Jonnu Smith tape study, is still the most recent affirmative case because the window added nothing to either side. The competition he is supposed to win is now scheduled for September. We'll report what the real snaps say when they come. Data via NFL Verse.